If you're a coach who's heard a bit about voice note coaching, but you're not really sure what it is, then stay tuned. I'm going to share everything you need to know about voice note or Voxer-based coaching and how you can include it in your coaching business. Let's dive in. Hi there. Welcome to the Whole Hearted Business Show. I'm Laura. I help health and life coaches get more clients, grow their businesses, and live the best lives while they do it. And today on the show, we're talking all things voice note based coaching. Now, perhaps you've heard a little bit about what this is. Perhaps you have kind of heard about Voxer coaching, which I certainly talk a lot about in my business. And you want to explore what that can look like in your coaching business, how to use it, some of the tips about how I use it in my business, how to have boundaries with it and things like that. We're going to cover all of that on today's show. Before I get further into things, I just want to give a little hat tip to Elizabeth Goddard, who I have worked with extensively in the past. She's an online business strategist and she really seem to be at the forefront of people using voice note or Voxer based coaching in their businesses. And she has a full course on all of this. So I'm going to link to that. Do go and check that out if this is something that you really want to dive into. But today I just want to give you kind of my experiences of how I use it, what it looks like in my business, some of the different apps that you can use, and also just some ideas about how you can start to incorporate it into your business as well. So what is a voice note based coaching? Basically, it is where you will send voice note messages that you record on your phone backwards and forwards between yourself and someone else, and it happens asynchronously, although you can chat backwards and forwards in, not in real time, but more or less in real time at the same kind of time that you arranged to say that you're going to be on voice note. It works best, I think, when it's asynchronous, which basically means that you might record a question, send it off to your client, they will respond at the time it's convenient for them to sit down with their phone. And it kind of just goes backwards and forwards like that. And I'm going to get into like why it's a good thing to use voice note based coaching. But it's this asynchronous way of talking backwards and forwards with someone, of coaching them, of asking them questions, like all the kind of things that you would do in a one-to-one session, but usually spaced out and delivered in that way where it's asynchronous, it's through an app. You can also include text-based stuff in this as well, although technically we're talking about voice note based coaching. Most of these apps have text, and that kind of often comes into the same field of the way that you're doing it, essentially. So that, in a nutshell, is what voice-based coaching is. You are simply recording voice note-based messages, sending them off to the recipient. They're listening, they are responding, usually in their own time, and that's how it works. When it comes to delivering your voice note-based coaching and facilitating that, there's various different apps that you can use, and there's no right or wrong here at all. For me, my personal favourite is Voxer, and I'm going to explain why in a second. But there's other apps, of course. You've got WhatsApp, you've got Telegram, which is another really popular one. You can chat with voice note messages in Instagram and on Facebook as well. There's various different options that all come with different pros and cons. And for me personally, it's more about how you want to manage things like notifications, about separating your work and business life and things like that. For me personally, I love Voxer. It is really, really helpful because it separates the business stuff out from my personal stuff. Like if I was using WhatsApp, it would be a big hot mess because I've got so much other personal stuff going on in WhatsApp. So it separates things out really nicely. And it also, you don't have to share your phone number, your personal phone number using Voxer. Not that I would be necessarily concerned about doing that with any of my clients, but it just means that that separation is really, really handy. And I'll talk a bit more about how I use voice note based coaching in my business and the boundaries and things that I have with it and how I have it set up in a second. But yeah, I really like Voxer for various different reasons. But again, there's plenty of different apps that you can use. So why is using voice note coaching in your coaching business a good idea? So you can use voice note based coaching in addition to your one-to-one, you know, sit down sessions. So it can be on top of that. You can replace some of your one-to-one sit down sessions with voice note based coaching. There's all sorts of different ways that you can incorporate this in, again, which I'm going to discuss soon. But it's a really good idea for many reasons in terms of if it's an addition to one-to-one sit down sessions, it creates some touch points between sessions. That might mean that the way that you deliver your one-to-one sessions can change. So it might mean that you can have more space between things, between those one-to-one sessions. It might save you time because you can respond more quickly just talking something through than having to write out an email if you were just responding and giving email support. It means that you can, you know, coach people in a way that is going to fit around their lives and yours as well. So it comes with this flexibility and, like I say, this asynchronous element of it in terms of you don't have to be sat in one particular place at any one time to offer that coaching. Again, the downside to that potentially is if you really struggle with having boundaries in your business around when you are available, that can be a bit of a downside. But the ability to just be able to, you know, pick up your phone, check your messages and support your clients can be really, really, you know, profound and really, really useful. And for your clients, they get to know that they can ask you a question and be supported and get advice and feedback and all of that good coaching stuff, you know, really easily whenever they are faced with an issue. Again, a big part of this is going to come into how you have boundaries with this and how you communicate the boundaries with your clients, which again, I'm going to come on to. But it can just offer this really wonderful, holistic form of support that, like I say, is asynchronous. You don't have to be sat down in any particular place. You can be anywhere and offer that support to people. And again, your clients get to access that support, which is really, really beneficial for them. And like I say, I absolutely love offering voice note coaching in my business. It really is a foundational piece of what I offer in everything that I offer basically that is like an ongoing program. And I often include it in live rounds and things like that as well, because it just allows people to get that support in a way that I don't have to be sat down at a computer and have Zoom on. They don't have to be sat down at a computer and have Zoom on. And it just gives you that flexibility. Overall, it's just a great way to offer people individualized one-to-one support without having to block a complete hour out in your calendar or for them to do the same for themselves to get that support. So it works in its own right and also as an addition to one-to-one sit down coaching sessions. It just has so much potential and flexibility and just adds another layer of support. And like I say, for any of your clients who might struggle, who might really just struggle to find the time to sit down, maybe they've got caring responsibilities, they've got lots of things going on, they're really busy. This allows them to access support in a way that's very, very flexible because of that asynchronous nature. It isn't perfect for everything though, just like with anything in life, you know, there is cons that come with it. So it's not particularly great if people need like that deep coaching where they really need to be, have that space held for them and need to be able to ask big, long-winded questions, things like that. Voxer's really great for like small, quick questions, for check-ins, for that kind of just ongoing like touch point of support. It's not the best thing I find for the really deep and involved like big questions that people might have or the big conversations that people need to be having, because it's, you know, once you start getting into, you're listening to 5-minute messages, that's when the benefits of it being asynchronous and of being quick and flexible and easy to use kind of start to diminish when we're having really, really long messages, which I'm going to come into again when I talk a bit more about the boundaries and things that we can have with it and how we want to set that up in our business. So it has lots of amazing benefits. And like I say, for me, it's a great addition to one-to-one support. It can also like in some ways replace some of that and allow people to get individualized support without having to necessarily be sat down in a one-to-one call, which often for most people you would need to charge more money for. So it just shifts the way that you're able to provide that support. So when it comes to how I use voice note based coaching in my business, it is, like I was saying, one of the foundational things that I offer in my ongoing programs. So I use the Voxer app. I find that that works, you know, generally really, really well. Like all apps, it's not without its, you know, odd kind of like hiccup, but generally speaking, it works really, really well. Pretty much all of my clients don't have any problems using it and find it really simple to use. And it is a foundational part of what I offer in those ongoing programs like my one-to-one mentoring and also Wholehearted Business, which again, I'm going to be talking a lot about in the next few weeks as I open the doors to kind of like the refreshed, you know, reinvented version of it. But it is a foundational part of that because again, it allows me, like for me, it's really important to give this to my clients is that individual support and feeling seen and supported in your business. And if I was doing that for everybody in one-to-one sessions, I wouldn't have the capacity to do that. It wouldn't be sustainable, but I can offer that in the Voxer-based coaching sessions and the Voxer-based kind of setup. So I really love being able to offer that, and my clients really enjoy that and really benefit from that, because whether it's just a quick question that they've got, whether it's like a tech-based thing or they're just struggling with this one little thing in their business right now, or they need me to remind them of what it is that they should be focusing on right now, all sorts of different things between the group calls and Wholehearted Business or one-to-one sessions in my one-to-one mentoring packages, it just allows us to have that touch point between those kind of like in, you know, face-to-face things. And I think that's really, really beneficial for everyone involved. And it's, like I say, it's such an important part of what I get to offer people because it allows you to have that one-to-one contact that I know in a lot of other programs, a lot of bigger programs, you just don't get that with the person who's running it. And I think it can often make you feel like you just kind of sat there on your own. That's how I felt before. So having that option just makes such a big difference. And I've really enjoyed having the option for myself when it comes to being able to contact someone on Voxer and ask questions when I've been getting coached. And as I've said, for me personally, I don't think voice note based coaching will ever completely replace the sit down one-to-one or group based sessions, because as I was saying, Voxer has its place in terms of, you know, it's the quick questions, it's the check-ins, it's the, what should I do about this, Laura? Like, can you give me some advice around this thing? I'm struggling with this element. It's like, it's the quicker, shorter things. When things start to get a bit more long-winded, that's when we need to take off a voice note and actually sit down and have those deeper conversations where we can really get into it. Voxer's just not the best for that in terms of the benefits that you get from voice note based coaching start to diminish as you get into the longer messages and the deeper coaching. So that's why I always have it alongside other things. I find it really enjoyable. I love chatting to people on Voxer. I love having people ask me questions. It's really great. And I think my clients really enjoy it as well. And like I say, it is a big foundational part of what I offer. It also means that I can support people in different time zones as well. So if people struggle to make things like group calls or, you know, one-to-one sessions and they need a bit more time between one-to-one sessions, it means that they've still got that way of getting that support, of helping them, you know, with accountability and moving forward and all of that good stuff. That is there. Like, they can just pick up their phone, send me a message, and I'm here. And again, it doesn't matter what time zone you're in, because of that asynchronous nature, I will get back to them when I get back to them. And it just works really beautifully. Like I've been saying, when it comes to offering this in your business, I think having boundaries around it is important. And I think this is where it can sometimes start to fall down a little bit as a method of coaching if you struggle with boundaries. So the way that I offer it in my business is you can Voxer me anytime, day or night that you want, because the notifications are switched off. So I'm not going to get woken up in the middle of the night if someone is sending me a Voxer message, for example. I have notifications completely switched off on Voxer. I do have the little, like, it'll show me a little number next to the app icon on my phone. So I do know if I have messages there, but I won't get alerted. And that for me is really, really important, because I don't want to feel like I'm being constantly pulled into it on a, you know, ongoing basis every single day. So I have notifications completely switched off, and then I will check Voxer usually like once to twice, sometimes three times a day when I'm working. So I will not check it on a Friday, a Saturday or a Sunday, and I will mainly be checking it on a Monday, like through a Thursday between like 9 and 3, which is my working hours. Occasionally outside of that, but I try and stick to those particular hours wherever I can. And I communicate that with my clients so that they know to not expect a response from me until those working hours, basically. So that really helps me have those boundaries. And because I know that my clients know, it does mean that if I see a message and I'm just kind of like being a bit nosy on a weekend and see a message, I know that they're not expecting me to respond until the next Monday. Whenever it comes to boundaries, like, you have to communicate them. So knowing that people know this is when I'm available and this is when I'm not, this is when you're going to hear back from me, is really helpful. And me not thinking, oh my gosh, they've sent me that message on Friday and I haven't responded yet, and it's like Sunday, should I respond? Like, it's fine, you know. And again, I really try not to be checking them and looking at it until I'm actually sat down and working. A little bit like my work emails, if at all possible, I try and have that boundaries with them. And that's by another app, like WhatsApp just wouldn't work, because I'm in WhatsApp, you know, for various different life-based things on a much more regular basis. If you do want to kind of see what Voxer-based coaching looks like and feels like, then come and join one of my programs and get to chat with me backwards and forwards on Voxer and see how it all works. That's one of the great ways to kind of discover, this is how it actually functions and works, is by, you know, being part of a program that uses it. So if you are interested in Wholehearted Business, do let me know. The refreshed version will be all coming online really, really soon. And Voxer-based coaching is a big part of that. So yeah, come and join Wholehearted Business and then you'll see how it kind of all works. But Voxer-based coaching is brilliant. I absolutely love it. It's a foundational part of my business and it just allows me to really support my clients. So how can you include voice note based coaching in your own coaching business and in your own offers? Again, it's a really flexible thing that you can have as a standalone offer or as an additional thing to your one-to-one sessions. So a few different ways that you could use it. You could use it as a like I say, as just a standalone offer. It could be that the way that you support someone is basically through voice note based coaching. I think where this gets a little bit tricky is that for a lot of people who are out of the business to business space, who are in the business to consumer space, and again, this is a really important thing that I keep coming back to for you health and life coaches, is because you're in the business to consumer space mostly, people might not understand this quite as well as they do in the business to business space. Like, voice note based coaching is gaining traction, it's more understood, and it's an easier, like, people will see the value of that much more easily than necessarily they will in the business to consumer space. And again, your use of which app you use and things like that, that might come into it. And again, you know, if you're using WhatsApp, you know, you can kind of have some, you can mute certain conversations and things like that. So, you know, using an app that people understand more in that space is something that you want to think about. But again, you can offer a service that is just voice note based coaching, and that's absolutely fine. You just want to make sure that you're people understand how that works and can see the benefit of what voice note based coaching is, because people might not automatically get it. You can also obviously add this on to any other program that you offer. So it can be in addition to your one-to-one coaching. It can be, you know, the touch points between one-to-one sessions. If you have a group program, it can be a fantastic addition to group-based coaching. It can also be, you know, for any kind of like more live course kind of thing, it can also be a great addition to that as well. So there's just lots and lots of different ways you can add it in. Maybe you offer one-off sessions and, you know, people get like 2 weeks access to you voice note based coaching after the one-off session. Like, there's lots of different things that you can do. So it's something to experiment with. Maybe try it out first. Like I say, I think a really good thing to do is to try it out with maybe some existing clients and like add that into their packages and just to see how it works. If you haven't used this before, you know, as I was saying before, join an existing program where you get to experience what it's like to have voice note based coaching yourself. That can be really beneficial as well. So again, so many different ways that you can include this, and it can be a fantastic way to add value to what it is that you offer. And like I said, it can be an offer in its own right. Like, it is a really powerful way of supporting people. It's just different to those sit down sessions. And I think for each individual coach, the differences between that is going to be independent on you and how you approach your, you know, how you approach coaching. And, and, you know, and I've talked again about the coaching versus mentoring kind of continuum, and I'll link to the episode of the show that I did on that, because this is very much in line with that. I think it's something for you to explore. I was going to say there, maybe if you're more on the mentoring side, it's easier to use voice note based coaching, because it is more, you know, someone's got a very specific question, you can give very specific feedback, whereas coaching is often more fluid. But actually, if someone comes to you with a question, or they're going through something, that you can respond with an open-ended coaching based question that they can consider, like, actually can work really beautifully well in that way too. So whichever end of the coaching mentoring continuum you are on, voice note based coaching can work really, really well. But yeah, I'd love to know if this has given you a bit of insight in terms of how voice note based coaching works. Like I say, it's a big component in everything that I offer that's ongoing, Wholehearted Business, my one-to-one coaching mentoring. It is just a fantastic way to be supported and to offer support. You know, it just means that you can be going about your day, you've got a quick question, you can ask that. Like, it is just a wonderful way to be supported. Pop me a DM if you are on Instagram, let me know what you've enjoyed about voice note based coaching. And yeah, I really hope that that has been a helpful episode of the show, really kind of helped you explore what this might look like in your business, how it works in mine, whether or not you want to consider voice note based coaching for yourself. Let me know, and I will see you next week, guys. Take care. Bye.